And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Director of Communications at Vermilionville, Chantel Lewis, here to talk about Acadian Culture Day, which is coming up this Sunday, August 12th. And we'll also chat a bit about some of the other things going on at Vermilionville. You have these marvelous culture days, Creole Culture Day, Acadian Culture Day, and then, as people will hear later on in the fall, you have Native American Culture Day. So these are wonderful opportunities for us to find out about some of the primary indigenous cultures that we have here in our community. So welcome to our studios. It's the first time you've been in these studios.
Yes, ma'am. This is my first time here, and it's just a lovely facility that you all have here. You and I have often spoken over the phone and email, so it's really nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You know, we're a little behind the scenes. Everything we do is over the airwaves, but we do have a nice studio, and we always enjoy welcoming people here in the studios. Now, Vermilionville is a fascinating place. It the people who began Vermilionville years ago had a wonderful vision, and each subsequent group of people, directors who have been involved with Vermilionville, have added new features, new events, and really just tried to reflect the richness of this culture.
So, absolutely, and we always look at it, because in South Louisiana, we look at it as a gumbo of cultures. So we have various people who have contributed so much to this Acadian culture that we enjoy. We have the Creoles, we have the Native Americans, we have people of color, of course the Cajuns. So it just makes our environment so rich. It makes our culture so lovable. People just come here and they love it because of everything that we have to offer, from our music to our food to our language. So we at Vermilionville, we try to preserve the culture of the Creole, Native American, and also the Acadian people.
And also to explore just how intertwined they are as well. I mean, you obviously have these separate 3 days, but during these days, you also make an effort to show how dependent and how inspiring each culture has been to the other cultures in food and the way we build things, the way we express ourselves, the music. It really is quite a melange. So Acadian Culture Day celebrates actually an international Acadian Day, which is August 15th. So it's nice that you all have the Culture Day very close to the International Day of Acadians, which will be next week.
Absolutely.
The day, as are all your culture days, they're open to everybody. And it's a really nice opportunity for those of us who have not yet been to Vermilionville to go.
That's right. And we want people to come on out. As you said, it's open to everyone. So we want people to feel comfortable. It's a educational place. It's also a place of entertainment, particularly for our culture days, because we try to incorporate so many educational aspects, yet we want people to have a great time. We want them to learn very much about the particular culture that's being celebrated that day. And we just want people to learn about times past. We always say a walk through our village is kind of like walking back through time. So if you're able, come on out on Sunday. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and I think everyone will enjoy a great day of cultural exchange.
You know, sometimes when we have a museum or a living history experience like Vermilionville, we save it for when people come to visit rather than enjoying it ourselves, you know, on a weekly basis with everything you have going on there. So it is a real treat that we should give ourselves to visit this place that reflects so much of our culture.
Absolutely.
Now, even though you say it's a great place to learn about times past, your theme this year is what's happening now.
That's right.
Because in our culture.
That's right. A lot of times people think, oh, the past is the past. And they really don't bring a lot of the past elements into the future. So what we're trying to do is realize what's taking place now in the Acadian culture. What can young people learn? What are some of the ideas of old, I should say, that can benefit us today? So we're going to have a sharing circle, and that's going to be led by a facilitator. And what they're going to talk about is being Cajun today, telling our story. How can we learn from yesterday what to do today so that we can have a better tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, what makes us so unique and very special? And why is it that people come from all over the world to visit this area?
Absolutely, they do. We have, wow, Judith, I want to say maybe about 60,000 visitors per year, and they're from all over the world. Many of them come from France, many Canada, of course. We have people from different continents, from Africa, Australia. It's just a great place. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they come and they love it. They fall in love, especially with our food.
Right. And you all do have that as well.
Yes. We have a restaurant in the village.
Cuisine de Maman. And these little culture days are like mini festivals, because you do have food and music and activities, and so it's like a little festival in encapsulated. Well, let's talk about what's going to be going on Sunday. The day begins at 10 in the morning and goes through the afternoon.
Yes, it does. It ends at 5 p.m., but throughout the day, we have a variety of things going on. When you come in, you can come in through our gift shop, and then you can walk into our museum lobby, and we're going to have two exhibits that's on display. It's the 50 for 50, celebrating 50 years of Cotefil. So we have a wonderful, magnificent exhibit set up for Cotefil. Our curator, Ann Mahoney, and our artifacts manager, Megan Smith, they did a phenomenal job at organizing everything and laying it out. And last week, we even had an open night for the Cotefil exhibit. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely, it was a great event. It was packed, standing room only. People had to go outside.
And the back. Very proud of Cotefil.
Yes. Yes. I mean, great, great, great organization. So you'll be able to enjoy that exhibit. And we'll also have an exhibit in the conference room by Daryl Chitty. So he will actually be on hand to discuss a lot of his work.
So already we are learning so much, and we haven't even left the lobby of the Vermilionville.
You have not gone outside yet.
So you can see that when you first come in, and then when you do leave the main building, there are all kinds of activities happening throughout Vermilionville. There's lots to do for children also, so bring children on Sunday.
Absolutely. It's a family-oriented event. We don't want you to leave the kids at home. Bring them with you. We are going to have lots of kids' crafts and different little games that they can play, games of old, things that have happened, how the kids used to entertain themselves in the 1700s and 1800s. So definitely bring them. Another things that the kids always enjoy, they enjoy the canoeing in our petite bayou that's located in our village. And then a lot of times, adults and kids, they really enjoy the boat tours, which we will have several boat tours throughout the day, and the canoeing in the Petite Bayou, that's going to be from 11 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. So.
Well, and I think that that's a great way to celebrate the Day of Acadians, because that's how so many Acadians got to this area of Louisiana. They came up the bayous and the Teche on boats. So that's a good way to celebrate that. That's very nice. And then you're going to have some cooking demonstrations as well. That's very much part of the culture. You all have a cooking school at Vermilionville, a kitchen there.
Yes, we do. That's one of my favorite areas. Periodically, we'll have people come in, particularly for our culture days, and they'll come in and they will conduct demonstrations on some of the popular dishes that particular culture has contributed. So we will have Poupart's there, Poupart's Bakery. We're going to have some demonstrations starting at 12:30 and then another one at 2 o'clock. So if you've missed one because you wanted to go and take a Cajun dance lesson or something, then you always have time to come back at 2 o'clock.
Now, in addition, in the cooking school, I think you're going to have a table française, a French table, which you've started at Vermilionville. It's, people are really enjoying that. And Megan Smith will be there leading that, I believe.
Yes, she is. She's our artifacts manager. And actually, she and our curator, they thought they're always bringing great ideas to enhance village life or enhance the educational or so people can come and experience Vermilionville. And they started our first Friday French table. So every month on the first Friday. You can come in. It's welcoming. Everyone is open to the public, mm-hmm. and they can come on in and learn a variety of French. And each month, it is a different topic. So this month, we had an Acadian topic to coincide with Acadian Culture Day. So it's really fun. We play Pictionary, and we just sit around. Yes, yes, in French, and we all sit around, and it's a very immersive educational learning experience. We learn from each other. Everyone is kind of broken up into groups, and we have different books, and everybody's on their phone trying to figure out how to pronounce this or mm-hmm. that. So it's just a great non-judgmental environment. A lot of our artisans take place. Our master teacher, Dr. Cheremy, who is our CEO, he speaks, of course, fluent French, so he kind of leads the discussion for us.
Now, that will start at 10 and go until noon, and mm-hmm. even if you can't speak French, you're welcome to go and just listen.
Imagine. That's mm-hmm. right. You can pick up a couple of phrases here and there, and it's just a great time, I guess, just to learn how the pronunciation of the language is done. So, invite people to come.
A great event for mm-hmm. Acadian Culture Day. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Chantel Lewis with Vermilionville. She's their Director of Communications. She's here to talk about Acadian Culture Day, which they have every year, and it will take place this Sunday, August 12th, from 10 in the morning until 5 p.m. And a day celebrating the Acadians would not be complete without music, lots mm-hmm. of music, mm-hmm. and I think you're going to have that during the day in the Performance Center.
Absolutely. What is Acadian Day without music? Mm-hmm. So beginning at 11 o'clock, from 11 to 1, the Babineau Sisters will be there. So they'll take the stage for their performance. And actually, what we added this year is an open Cajun jam session. And that's going to be at the Forge in the Village. So if anyone is interested in bringing their instruments, or they're just learning an instrument, or they are a veteran, what have you, they are welcome to participate. It's open to everyone. So they are more than welcome to come and join in. And also later in the day, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Jason Bourgeois is going to be there. So he's going to close out the day. And from what I hear, I've never heard him yet, but from what I hear, I don't want to miss that. So I'll be in the Performance Center from 3 to 5.
Right. And then in addition to that, you have some dance lessons. Mm-hmm. I think Lou and Cal Corville are going to be giving mm-hmm. those lessons. Mm-hmm. So you'll be ready for the 3 to 5 dance.
That's right. And they'll also be given dance lessons in the schoolhouse at various times. So if you want to go and learn a couple of steps or a line dance there and then come back and test your skills from 3 o'clock, you're more than welcome to do so. We're very excited. They come over all the time, and they always are very, very helpful. People really enjoy their teaching style. And it's just a fun way just to enjoy the day mm-hmm. and, hey, learn how to dance.
That's right. Then there's another kind of music that will take place in the chapel at 3:30, mm-hmm. and that's a Francophone children's choir. Mm-hmm. They've been pretty busy this summer. I think they travel to Canada. Les Étoiles de Louisiane, mm-hmm. a wonderful group of French immersion students. I think Zachary Richard has been involved with them. A great opportunity to hear them sing, because I do believe they traveled up to Canada and sang there this summer. So really.
That's going to be great. And it's also an opportunity for the kids to go and listen,
to
mm-hmm. sing. And maybe that may spark an interest in learning how to speak French. So.
Definitely. So that will be in the chapel at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, you give a preservation award, and each year, a person, an individual, or an organization receives the award, someone who's done a lot to help let others know about the culture. And this year, that award will be given at 1:30 in the Performance Center. Mm-hmm. It will be presented to CODAFIL this
year. To CODAFIL, mm-hmm. absolutely. They're very excited. I spoke with their marketing director today, and he was just really honored mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they are being celebrated for the work that they've done. So that presentation is going to last not very long, maybe about 20 minutes or so. And then following that, we'll have a video entitled Why We Dance. And that's a regional video. So people are really excited to see it. They've there's been a lot of talk. So we're just really excited about that. And we have the Art and the Culture by Bryant Benoit. And what he did, it was a couple of months ago, we sent out a call for people to send us pictures of them dancing. Cajun dancing, Zydeco dancing. And what he did, he took all of those pictures and he put it together. He made a collage and he did a painting of it. And I've seen it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So we're going to have the reveal of that painting in the Performance Center at 2:10. So if people are interested in that, they could come out. Be a part of that experience.
So many things to see. You could just spend the entire day there.
Yes, that's what we want them to do, Judy.
Right. Now, in addition to the special events that you have, each of your centers and your homes in the village, mm-hmm. of course, have their regular artisans mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about some of those things that will be happening around the village that people can experience?
Absolutely. We're going to have our artisans in different homes, and from 10 to 5, this will be going on all day. So people are welcome just to walk through the village, go to each home, and they can learn different things in each home. We're going to have Bryant Benoit in one of our homes displaying his art. We'll have our trappers at the Trapper's Hut. So the kids always enjoy going to the Trapper's Hut because they have different animal skins that they can, you know, kind of feel and touch and learn. We'll have the cotton spinning and quilting. That's going to be done by two of our artisans there, Miss Brenda and Miss Lynn. They're very talented ladies, very, very sweet. They let you touch the cotton and she shows you how she spins and weaves the cotton into clothing. So that's very interesting to see. We'll have wood carving, healing garden tours. You can see how the violin is made. And it's just going to be a great day. Open hearth cooking in our Broussard home, and we'll also be giving a tour of that home by Mr. Steve Chandler. He's one of our artisans there. So just it's just so much to do. You can go to each home and learn something different dealing with Acadian culture. So,
well, again, what an amazing culture day you all have put together at Vermilionville.
Yes.
That will be this Sunday, August 12th, from 10 until 5 p.m. It's open to everybody. Mm-hmm. And people can find out more at the website, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's vermilionville.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one of the celebrations that has become very popular to do on Acadian Day, no matter where you are, is the Tantamar Parade and the sort of a way of saying we're still here.
That's right, we're still here.
So tell us just a bit about that. It's very noisy, isn't it?
It's mm-hmm. very, very noisy. And my CEO and I, Dr. Sheremy, we were talking the other day, and he said, you know, he said it really means a big ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in times past, people have actually come and they brought their pots and pans and their noisemakers, and you just parade through the village. A lot of people bring signs with their family names on them, which is really a beautiful sight to see. It makes for great photo opportunities. And they just parade throughout the village and they let people know, hey, we're here to be reckoned with, and we're not going anywhere.
That's right. Even if we had to leave Nova Scotia, we're here.
We're here now, and we're going to stay. We are here to stay. So the noisier, the better.
Okay.
And the public is invited to join in if they'd like. They can bring their pots and pans from home, their spoons, their noisemakers, their horns. Just have a good time and just celebrate.
And that starts the day off at 10:30.
It does. And if you're not a morning person, I promise, after this parade, you will be wide awake to enjoy the rest of the activities for the day.
All right. So you can get there at 10. The Tantamar is at 10:30. And then you can enjoy all of the other activities throughout the day, the dancing, the music, the food, the tours of the houses, however much time you'd like to spend at Vermilionville.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the three major culture days, Acadian Culture Day, this Sunday. Your next culture day will be in the fall, I believe. People want to kind of look ahead to that. That's going to be your Native American Culture Day, I believe.
Absolutely. That's going to take place on November the 3rd from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And that's one of our most, most well-attended culture day, because when it comes to the Native Americans, there's just like all of the cultures, They have so much culture. They've contributed so much to the area. And we have tribes coming from the southern region. They come from throughout the state. And it's just a beautiful sight to see. They bring all of their art, all of their, a lot of the trades that they've picked up and their jewelry, which is gorgeous. They come in and the full regalia. They perform a lot of their ceremonial dances. There's also a kind of like a ceremony that they conduct. Mm-hmm. And we just completed the Native American Common Grounds at Vermilionville in our village. And it's beautiful. And they absolutely love it. So they come in and set up the teepees. And that's another great day. And we're looking forward to that Culture Day as
well. Well, we'll look forward to having you all back to talk more about it as that gets closer.
Absolutely.
I think before that day, you also have a really fun day, the Boo Bayou mm-hmm. celebration, mm-hmm. Just so people might get that on their calendars for the children.
Uh-huh. Our Boo Bayou celebration is coming up, and it's going to be in October, late October, and everything that we're talking about, all of these events, you can always find them on our website at vermilionville.org under the events section. But this is a great day for families to come out into a safe environment. It's very enclosed. They can trick-or-treat throughout the village. We're going to have arts and crafts and games for the kids. And they go to the different homes and they trick-or-treat. Sometimes we give out candy. Sometimes we may have a gift for each child. And what's Halloween without costumes? Mm-hmm. So it's so adorable. People come in and they dress up. The entire family dresses up. Last year we had a family come as the Addams Family. And I think they won the costume award. It was just absolutely amazing. Everybody was just like, oh, did you see this? Did you see that? It was just gorgeous. Some people come as pumpkins. Some people come as superheroes. Even the adults are in the spirit, you know? So it's just a great time. So we're looking forward to that. That's always a great event.
We'll let people know more about as that gets closer in mm-hmm. October. And, of course, you all are open every day, and you have I think jam sessions on Saturday afternoons.
We do. Mm-hmm. We are open Tuesday through Sundays. We're closed on Mondays just to let our artisans kind of get a break. And if we need to do any maintenance or anything in the village, we'll take care of those things when guests are not enjoying the village. But we do. We're open from 10 a.m. until 4. So our jam sessions are every Saturday. Our open Cajun jam sessions, all skill levels are invited. Bring your own instrument and just come in. Ray Landry's always there. He leads the group. And sometimes they'll come in early. They'll have lunch in the restaurant, and then they'll go over to the performance center, and they just have a great time.
Mm-hmm. And do you still have the dances on Sunday afternoons?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We just had Michael Ducey there last Sunday, and it was packed. So we always have our Sunday dances. It's $10 if you just want to come to the dance. But it is it's a great place where people could come and just enjoy themselves and dance and socialize, and they can
And you don't have to stay up too late.
You don't have to stay up too late. It's 1 to 4.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have a variety of bands every Sunday, mm-hmm. and you can look at those on our website under the events tab.
Okay, and of course you all are on all the social media as well, Facebook, and you have an Instagram account. I think y'all put photographs on.
Mm-hmm. And we're still on Twitter. Twitter's still alive.
All right.
So we're there as yeah. well. And then we have our newsletter, our quarterly newsletter, and we're always sending out e-blasts to let people know what's going on. So if anyone is interested, they can register
for that e-list. Mm-hmm. All right. So many ways to find out what's going on at Vermilionville, mm-hmm. an incredible resource for our community, mm-hmm. As well as a source of entertainment, obviously.
Yes, edutainment.
Edutainment.
Our CEO tells us all the time, we're educational and we're also
I wonder if there's a French word for that.
I'm sure he would know. I'm sure he would know. Or he would invent one.
Yes, that would be great. Well, thank you so much, Chantel, for coming by to let us know specifically about Acadian Culture Day, but also what's going on at Vermilionville. As mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, my guest is Director of Communications at Vermilionville, Chantel Lewis, and we look forward to having you all back to tell us more throughout the year what you all have going on there.
Thank you so much, Judith. I enjoyed it.